Vistara had been standing at the jungle's edge for only a moment when the muffled thud of running boots sounded in the foliage behind her. She turned, and as High Lord Talon emerged from the fronds, she began to speak in Kashiri. To Luke's astonishment, Talon replied with a fork of force lightning that caught Vistara square in the chest and sent her tumbling over the sandy bank and out of sight. Luke waited until Talon had stepped more clearly into view, with the half-hidden form of Gavar Kai moving through the jungle behind him, then disengaged his blaster's safety. The two Sith must have sensed their danger, for by the time Luke had depressed the trigger and sent a flurry of bolts screaming toward them, both were already diving for cover. On the way down, Talon took a bolt under the collarbone and a second along his neck, but Kai simply vanished into the undergrowth. Continuing to lay suppression fire with one hand, Luke pulled the detonator off his equipment harness and set a 3-second arming delay, then switched the fuse to motion and tossed it onto the ground about a meter in front of him. He backed away, still firing, and by the time the two Sith began to return fire, he was already leaving the jungle. He reached out to Ben in the Force, felt only impatient alarm in response, and realized that his son was having trouble overriding the Emiax's hatch security. Luke sprayed a dozen more bolts back into the jungle, then stopped firing and hazarded a glance down toward the shuttle. Ben was standing on the near side of the craft, his lock slicer pressed to the hull just above the hatch controls. He was frantically punching keys and watching the slicer's screen, searching for some clue to the security scheme. Halfway down the embankment, Vistara was just beginning to recover from the effects of the force lightning, her body still trembling and jerking as she struggled to her knees. A thin wisp of smoke was rising from her torso, where the heat of the attack had burned a hole in her robes. Luke returned his attention to the jungle, and a few moments later, a frond shuddered. He sent a flurry of bolts flying toward the movement, fell quiet for a few seconds, then opened fire at a shadow that might or might not have been a figure lying in the undergrowth. He was rewarded with a loud Kashiri curse, and the shadow rolled out of view. Deciding the Sith would now grow cautious and approach more slowly, Luke retreated a couple of meters down the bank, then bounded to Vistara's aid. Her face was battered, a trio of lightning burns showed through a hole in her robes, and the odor of charred cloth filled the air around her. She certainly appeared to be someone in dire need of Jedi protection. Luke wasn't fooled, of course, but he did feel sorry for her. He pulled her to her feet and started across the beach toward the Emiax, where Ben had grown so frustrated that he had stuffed the lock slicer back into his equipment belt and was now examining the hatch seam with his lightsaber in hand. Abeloth stole the shadow, Luke explained, dragging the still shaky Vistara along by an elbow. So you're going to help us borrow the Emiax?
I'm not sure I can, Vistara said. High Lord Talon is the only one who knows.
The thunderous crackle of a thermal detonator sounded from atop the sandy bank. They glanced back in time to see a 10-meter sphere of jungle vanishing in a crackling ball of white. Once the dazzle had faded from Luke's eyes, revealing only a glassy, rimless crater where an instant before there had been towering tree ferns and club mosses. He looked back to Vistara.
What do you think? He asked. Did that trap get Talon and your father?
Vistara raised her chin.
Would it have gotten you?
Not even close.
Luke smiled and started across the beach again, this time dragging her along at a run.
Which leaves you with a choice. Help us with the Emiax, or stay behind and explain to High Lord Talon why you failed at your assignment.
Assignment?
Vistara echoed. Like any good spy, she was playing innocent until the last.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw your reaction when you realized the shadow was gone.
Luke reached down and plucked the lightsaber off her belt.
And if it's going to come to another fight, I'd be a fool to let it start with uneven odds. Always a quick thinker, Vistara needed only 2 steps to make up her mind.
She turned toward the Emiax, where Ben had ignited his lightsaber and was just preparing to plunge the blade into the hatch seam.
Put that lightsaber away, you nerf brain.
She pulled free of Luke and sprang across the last 10 paces to the shuttle.
All you need is the Force.
It has an internal latch?
Ben asked, brow rising.
Like the Shadow?
Vestara rolled her eyes.
Nothing that complicated, Ben.
She shifted her gaze to the control panel, and the hatch seal broke with a soft hiss.
You just need to disengage the cabin lockouts.
As the boarding ramp dropped into place, Ben's face reddened.
That was next on my list.
Sure it was.
Vestara grabbed Ben's hand and started up the ramp with him. In the same instant, a prickle of danger sense raced down Luke's spine, and he turned to see Talon and Kai standing in the crater left by the thermal detonator. He opened fire immediately, forcing them to drop for cover, and retreated toward the boarding ramp. Luke had not even reached the bottom when he felt himself being lifted with the Force and carried aboard the Emiax.
You Jedi,
Vestara said. Luke dropped to the deck at her feet, then watched as the ramp toggle rocked into the raised position.
Don't you use the Force for anything?